Question: what is a strategist?
Answer: the strategist.
1.
Identifies the unleveraged assets.
2.
Sizes up the competition.
3.
Chooses a competitive identity position for his client.
4.
Forever gathers and analyzes information.
5.
Has twice monthly talks with the client.
6.
Instructs, directs, and encourages the partner team.
7.
Has complete responsibility and full authority over the partner team.
The lead partner is the strategist. The strategist is the lead partner.
To be the lead partner is a sacred trust. This is not something that can be streamlined or made operationally excellent. To have a deep bond with your clients is the mark of a true Wizard of Ads partner.
There is nothing more disenchanting to man than to be shown the springs and mechanism of any art. All our arts and occupations lie wholly on the surface. It is on the surface that we perceive their beauty, fitness, and significance, and to pry below is to be appalled by their emptiness and shocked by the coarseness of the strings and pulleys. Robert Louis Stevenson.
To know what to do is wisdom. To know why to do it is understanding. The idealist who sees beauty has wisdom. The pragmatist who sees truth has understanding. To be able to create beauty, fitness, and significance is the mark of a brilliant writer. To no longer be shocked by the coarseness of the strings and the pulleys is the mark of a brilliant strategist.
Question: when Stevenson said shocked by the coarseness of the strings and pulleys, what did he mean?
Answer: here are a few examples.
There is a strange duality in the human which makes for an ethical paradox. We have definitions of good qualities and of bad. Of the good, we always think of wisdom, tolerance, kindliness, generosity, humility. And the qualities of cruelty, greed, self-interest, graspingness, and rapacity are universally considered undesirable. And yet, in our structure of society, the so-called and considered good qualities are invariable concomitants of failure, while the bad ones are the cornerstones of success. A man, a viewing point man, while he will love the abstract good qualities and detest the abstract bad, will nevertheless envy and admire the person who, through possessing the abstract bad qualities, has succeeded economically and socially, and will hold in contempt that person whose good qualities have caused failure. When such a viewing point man considers Jesus or St. Augustine or Socrates, he regards them with love because they are symbols of the good he admires, and he hates the symbols of the bad. But actually, he would rather be successful than good.
John Steinbeck, Sea of Cortez. Here's a question for you. When Robert Louis Stevenson civilized and romanticized a group of brutal, evil men in Treasure Island, he gave us the gift and treasures of Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Hook in Peter Pan, and the dread Pirate Roberts in The Princess Bride. Was this thing deceptive and evil that Stevenson did? Or was it good?
This is what George Bernard Shaw and Eric Hoffer had to say.
When a stupid man is doing something he is ashamed of, he always declares that it is his duty.
George Bernard Shaw.
In the alchemy of man's soul, almost all noble attributes, courage, honor, love, hope, faith, duty, loyalty, etc., can be transmuted into ruthlessness. Compassion alone stands apart from the continuous traffic between good and evil proceeding within us. Compassion is the antitoxin of the soul. Where there is compassion, even the most poisonous impulses remain relatively harmless. Eric Hoffer, Reflections on the Human Condition.
Our one-time initial 1% upfront fee covers
1.
Travel expenses to visit the client and
2.
Investigate the competitive environment and
3.
Develop the master strategy and
4.
Select and negotiate all the media and
5.
Write the initial series of ads. This takes from 45 to 90 very hard days, during which time we have no income other than the upfront. But don't get greedy. If the client is posed for real growth and their circumstances suggest that you reduce that upfront of 1% of last year's top line to a smaller number, you should definitely do that. Always be the solution, never the problem. Wizards of ads can do more with 90 cents than anyone else can do with a dollar. Most of our clients will have ad budgets that are 10% to 12% of annual top-line revenues. If we are paid 10% of that ad budget each year, we will deliver far better results than any other advertising group on earth. Here's why.
1.
Our strategists and writers are better.
2.
Our media buyers are more efficient.
3.
Our specialists are more effective.
4.
And by spending 90%, we're investing more of our clients' ad budget on ads instead of ad fees. Other firms put a much bigger chunk of the ad budget into their pockets than we do. This is why it is essential that we work only with clients who can grow by 4x or more. If we find ourselves working for a no-growth or slow-growth client, we'll be losing money, wasting our time and energy, and underappreciated. I say no to that. How about you?
You said things that resonated with a business owner, and that business owner believed in you, trusted you, invested in you, and is very much looking forward to working with you.
But now you're too busy to have meaningful talks with that client on a regular basis. You inserted someone else between them and you. Clients hate that, unless they agreed to it in advance. Say to the client at the very beginning of the relationship, "I know exactly the right person for you." Be a marriage broker. Don't let your client feel betrayed. We do not authorize persons to represent themselves as one of us if they are not a Wizard of Ads partner. If you have an employee you feel is capable of leading an account, bring them to the attention of the president of Wizard of Ads, Inc., so that we can evaluate whether or not they are partner material. The partner who creates and implements the strategy for the client, the partner who has the most conversations with the client, needs to choose and lead the team who will serve that account. If that person is not going to be you, marriage broker that account to a Wizard of Ads partner, not an employee. A lead partner has to be an excellent strategist. Good strategy always begins with this question.
What do we have to work with?
The guiding rule?
Do what you can with what you have, where you are.
The strategist will uncover hidden gems.
1.
Delightful, untold stories.
2.
New ways to position the client's business relative to their competitors.
3.
Similes and metaphors to reframe the client's position in the mind of the customer.
4.
Brandable chunks and advertising concepts that are memorable, surprising, and different.
5.
Ways to align all the client's channels of communication by skillfully repurposing our brandable chunks through all channels.
6.
Willingness of the client to do experiments and create exciting new offers.
7.
New revenue opportunities for the client.